In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today is the first Sunday after the Feast of the Epiphany, the day in our church year when we celebrate the Feast of the Baptism of our Lord, a day that our church has set aside for the baptism of new members into Christ's body. And we are particularly blessed today to be able to participate in the sacrament of baptism at both of our Masses this morning, as we take part in that mysterious and transcendent moment when earlier this morning Sebastian and in just a few moments Nora each become members of the body of Christ, baptized with water and sealed with the Holy Spirit and marked as Christ's own forever. Every year on this Sunday, we hear one of the gospel accounts of the baptism of Jesus. It is one of the events in the life of Jesus that is attested to in some form or another in each of the four gospels. Following upon the accounts of the prophetic and path-setting ministry of John the Baptist, who was in the wilderness preaching a message of repentance and preparation for the coming of the kingdom of God. And then Jesus came into the midst of those who were being baptized and was likewise baptized. Upon that baptism, as we just heard, Jesus' identity is revealed in dramatic fashion as the heavens open and the Holy Spirit descends in the form of a dove. And a voice from heaven says, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." So one of the notable things about that moment in the gospel accounts is that Jesus' public ministry starts after that baptism. In many respects, the baptism of Jesus marks the beginning of his public ministry, the beginning of the chapter of the life in the life of Jesus where he would be revealed to the wider world, where he would perform miracles, where he would challenge through his teachings, where he would recruit disciples, draw crowds, and stir controversy, where he would let his voice be heard by the wider world, just as Nora is letting us hear hers. But none of that has happened yet in Luke's gospel. And yet we have those words of affirmation that come forth from heaven. "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." Before Jesus did any of those things that we will recount over the course of this church year, before he revealed the power and authority that he had been given, before he conquered sin and death, before he died and rose again, before all of that, Jesus was beloved. And God the Father, that voice from heaven, says that with him he is well pleased. From heaven, God the Father was letting Jesus and the world know that he loved Jesus and delighted in him. Before Jesus ever set about doing the world-altering work that would reveal God's love most fully throughout all history and creation, it was not because of what Jesus did or would do that he was loved and brought forth delight from heaven. Rather, it was because of who Jesus was and who Jesus would always be. And so, as Jesus stepped into the waters of baptism in preparation for the work that he had been sent here to do, the heavens opened up and love poured forth in the form of a dove. And love spoke words of love upon love incarnate. Today, as we gather at that font in a few moments, we will call upon love. We will ask that love descend upon that water and bless it so that we can name Nora for who she really is, a beloved daughter of God. Loved by God and loved by us, not because of anything that she has done or will do, but because of her deepest and truest identity as a creature made in the image and likeness of God. And we will be well pleased as we surround her with our prayers and witness the mystery that God has given to us in baptism. In baptism, our liturgy reminds us that we are sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked as Christ's own forever. That is who we are. That is the essential essence of our identity. And very soon, we will, with the assurance of the Holy Spirit, increase the number of those who have been identified as such. It is no accident that this language from our baptismal liturgy echoes the language that we find in the gospel account that we just heard, where Jesus is anointed by the Holy Spirit and God identifies him as his son, as his own. In our baptisms, the baptism that we will see in just a moment, we are sealed, marked, and declared as God's own. The most important aspect of our identity as children of God, is named and proclaimed. After we gather at the font and baptize Nora in just a few minutes, we will process back to the altar rail for a prayer over the newly baptized. And as we process back, I will do my best to cast freshly blessed baptismal water upon each of you as you experience the sensation of that blessed water landing upon your skin. I hope that you will remember that you are a child of God, who God has called forth into being so that you might teach something to the world about God's love that no other creature can. God delights in you, delights in Nora, because of who you are and who she is. Like Nora, you are God's beloved, and God is well pleased with each one.